RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, if you know, if you were listening yesterday and earlier today, I was pretending to be Marianna Turno and talking about the deadlines for the official marketplace and open enrollment, and I even sounded like I knew what I was talking about. But of course, my guest is the ever brilliant and the person who does know what she's talking about when we're talking about all of anything Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. She can answer these questions. And of course, she's Marianna Turno, President of Government Relations for Guarantee Trust Life Insurance. So we're talking about the individual tax requirements and the penalties. So Marianne, what are the tax requirements for Obamacare? What's going on as far as reimbursement on our taxes? What are we supposed to do?
Well, it's a great question, Melanie. The IRS has become the be-all and end-all for health care in the United States, which is the strangest place for it to be. You would think, what do taxes have to do with your health insurance? But the IRS is going to determine if you have health insurance. They're going to determine if your employer provided you the right kind of insurance and if you could afford it. And they're going to tell you how much you owe if you didn't have health insurance. And then they will try and collect it. So what folks need to understand is that within the next month, by the end of January, if they are employed, their employer needs to send them a form. Employers already know this. They've already had to file them with the IRS, and there's going to be information on that form that they have to then put on their tax return. When they do their taxes anytime between, you know, January and April 15th, there's a new section on health insurance, and it's not last year's do you have health insurance, yes or no. It's going to be very similar to the other things that you fill out on your taxes, which is, you know, who's your employer? What was the insurance that was provided? Did you take it? How much did it cost? Who's covered in your family? There's going to be a lot more information that's required. And then based on that, the IRS is going to tell you if you owe them any money for a penalty for not having insurance this year.
It almost makes sense, and I'm not sure whether you agree or not, and I'm not sure whether I think it's a good idea, but since the IRS is already a requirement that we send them all this kind of information every year, to add three or four more boxes on there would seem like an easier way to find out if everybody's got it or not. But now what about penalties, subsidies? Well, those are part of the IRS as well, right?
Absolutely. If you do not have insurance in 2015, so anytime this year, if you weren't covered for at least 10 months, they don't tell you that you can actually be uncovered for 2 months and not have to pay a penalty. There's this little 2 months wiggle room for you. But if you're not covered for at least 10 months in 2015, the tax penalty fee, whatever you want to call it, is $325 for every adult in the household that was not covered.
Wow.
And $162.50 for every child under 18 that was not covered.
Wow. So I know people, and I know people right now that are doing this, they're assessing the difference between the penalties and actually getting health insurance. I wouldn't go 1 second without it because it terrifies me to think if I wouldn't have health insurance. But that's me. Not everybody feels that way. And so how are they going to know? If you're someone who doesn't file tax returns, how do they even know whether you have health insurance or not?
They won't. If you don't file your tax return, they will not know. And they, I mean the government. The government will not know. All of this is based on tax filing. So if you don't file a tax return and you don't have an employer, let's say, the government's not going to know. If you are employed, the employer has to send a form to the IRS that basically lists all their employees' income, the type of coverage that was offered to everybody, and who took it. So the IRS is going to know whether you took your employer's insurance or not and how much you earned that year, and they'll decide if you could afford to take your employer's insurance or not. What will happen if you don't file taxes, however, you know, the IRS has all kinds of ways they can come after us to collect the taxes we owe, and some of them can get a little painful, garnishing wages and things like that. However, they can't do that for a penalty for not having insurance.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to note. Please repeat that.
Yes. It was written in the law, in the ACA, in Obamacare, the IRS cannot use the same methods that they use to collect taxes owed to them to collect the penalty for not having insurance. So if you get a refund, you know, usually if you owe money, the government will take it out of your refund, and they can take your penalty for not having insurance out of your refund. However, if you owe money to the government, you're not getting a refund back, you absolutely owe money to them, they can garnish your wages or whatever to get that money for your taxes, but they can't do anything to you if you don't pay the penalty. They can't report you to a credit agency. They can't garnish your wages. They can't use any of their methods to pursue collection of that fee if you don't pay it.
Wow, they cannot garnish your wages, go to collection if you don't pay the penalty for health insurance, not having health insurance like they use for their other methods. That is absolutely fascinating. So what about kids? You've mentioned on this show before CHIP and Medicaid, Medicare, all of these different terms we throw out there. And what if you are on one of those or your kids are on CHIP because you don't make very much money or something? Does that be declared as well on your taxes? Do they know about that?
Yes, they do know about that. That will be a part of filling out. You will indicate whether you have insurance or Medicaid or CHIP, and CHIP or Medicaid does count as being, you know, qualified health insurance. Now, if you and your spouse have health insurance and you decide not to cover your children for whatever reason, they're healthy, you don't think they're going to have much in the way of expenses, the government can still assess a penalty against you for those children, the $162.50 for every child that you did not insure.
But that would be just crazy. You're going to insure yourself and not your children? I mean,
some people do.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
I know, I don't get it either, but some people do that.
Well, I mean, you're trying to save money, and adding the family in on your health insurance plan raises it up.
Well, and a lot of employers don't pay for dependent coverage. Some employees have to pay that full amount themselves. Employers will subsidize the employee's coverage, but they might not subsidize any of the dependent coverage. So for some folks, it's unaffordable to cover their children. And in many cases, the penalty is going to be less.
It's a heck of a lot less affordable if your kid breaks a wrist or needs their vaccinations or, gosh.
Oh, in a big way.
Oh, my God. Kids could end up anyway that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now what about when we see our tax forms? So it's almost the end of the year. We're going to get our little tax forms, start collecting all our 1099s and everything. And what are we looking for on this year's tax form that we should be aware of?
Well, besides the W-2 that you get from your employer, you're going to get what's called a 1095-C. And that's a form that every employer with 50 or more employees is going to have to send by January 31st to all of their employees, and that will have the information you need to put on your tax form. It'll tell you what type of information or what type of insurance was offered, whether you took it or not, how much it cost, and that's all the same information that the employer has to submit to the IRS. So you and the IRS will both get the same stuff, and then you put it on your tax form, and the IRS can do that check to make sure what they got is what you told them you have.
Wow. So it's like a double check, but our employers have to have that to us by January 31st?
Yes.
Okay, so we use that when we fill out our taxes, if our accountant sends us all those sheets to fill out, or if you do it online or whatever, you use that form, keep it with you, and then you figure it out from there. So finish it up for us, Marianne, here in the last minute, and tell us what we need to know about taxes and health insurance.
Well, if you don't have health insurance, you're going to have a penalty. It's assessed for every month you don't have health insurance. So even if you're not covered for 3 months, but you are for the rest, you're going to have to pay a third of that penalty. You're going to have to pay a per month fee. It's going to be collected with your taxes when you pay them next year for this year's tax year. But the IRS can't go after you if you don't pay it to them.
Wow, that is great information. Every single time you're on, we all learn something new, which is why you can see all of the shows we've done with Marianne Eterno right there on the front page of RadioMD.com. Listen to every single one of them, because like me, you will learn something every single time you listen to one. Share them with your friends, because this is something we all need to know about. It's happening right now. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.